Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
We knew that we had relentless and ruthless rivals in the search for the missing scientists, and so the secret of the dread death ray. Suspicion had fallen on many of my acquaintances. The red-headed American bird painter, Hetty Fitzhenry, fascinating person, utterly disarming. Faye Corelli, the French-Italian dancer, dark, exotic, and apparently scatterbrained. And the aloof blonde, Helena Jansen, now conducting a business in antiques in a narrow Rio street. And it was upon Helena that the suspicion had fallen heaviest. Major Aubrey Dent had come out from England, and among other things he'd told us that Helena was a British agent, but dropped through double dealings. Now in the Copacabana apartment of my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport, with his peon servant Angelo watching and listening, I discovered still more about Helena. Anton Zarovsky, the second scientist traced, had been killed by an arrow.
And that arrow, Carson, as you say, is of the type that's used in social archery.
So, Sir Giles, though as pointed out, it would need to be specially prepared to serve as murder weapon.
Understood. That portion, however, about 6 inches, remained in poor Zarovsky's back. One of Angelo's ever-watchful relatives snapped off what you now hold.
I'm afraid I can't glean anything from it.
But Miss Helena Jensen is interested in archery as a sport. Quite accomplished, in fact.
But in other words, Sir Giles, you mean she may be interested in archery as a means to an end?
Indeed.
And recall, Excellency, that this is not the first time Sir Gennaro has been fired.
No, that Galveo fellow. But, Carson, where the blazes does that fit in?
How so, sir?
Well, I can imagine this Zarovsky being put out of harm's way before he babbled any worthwhile information to us.
Follow that.
But Galveo was obviously working for some rival power.
Well, Aubrey Dent said that at least two rivals we could depend on.
Indeed. Freelancers, as he called them. And a major continental power.
Right. Galveo was just as much opposition as we are to someone.
And that someone could be the very charming Miss Jensen.
Unfortunately.
You say that with some regret, Carson.
I've said before, Sir Giles, I've found something very straight in that young woman.
Careful now. Didn't Major Dent tell us?
Yes, yes. Formerly a British agent. Turned to double dealing.
But with the most callous bunch in the entire espionage field.
True.
And also recall, Senor Carson, that it was at her hands that you were almost killed.
At Crossbow?
See? You opened a box in her shop, and but for your forethought, an arrow would have been quivering in your chest.
A box with Crossbow set up was delivered to her.
Indeed, but also very plausible.
Recall also the weapon that was used to dispose of the flyer.
Carl Schmidt. Poor fellow.
See?
Yes, Carson. That blowgun had her name on it.
Well, she explained that also. It was a curio in her shop. Stolen.
We can hardly accept such a flimsy excuse. No, the more I think of it, the more convinced I become that Miss Jensen represents the spearhead of the opposition.
Perhaps.
And to know the opposition is half the battle. Then we are not lured away on false scents, as you were in the case of Miss Fitzhenry.
All right, then. We suspect Helena Jensen.
Indeed. We suspect her of being implicated with our most deadly rivals in this grave search.
So, but where does that get us?
Well, Carson, we've still got 4 scientists to track down.
And we only have a faint clue. His name is Chaco. He's already reefed the death ray information from Dr. Diaz and Anton Zarovsky, the 2 scientists we've run down so far.
Yes, Chaco.
Doesn't mean anything, sir?
Afraid not. However, it wouldn't be the first time something worthwhile had come from such a slight clue. I'm having inquiries made. And with the help of Angelo's relatives, well, one never knows.
And in the meantime?
We mark time, Carson.
Nothing I can do, sir.
Nothing, old man, except keep out of trouble.
Keep out of trouble? Well, I didn't think I was doing any harm late that afternoon by dropping into Helena Jensen's place in Rua de Uvidor. Why? Well, now that I look back on it all, I hated to believe that she was so darkly implicated in the whole shadowy business. I wanted to find out that she was innocent of all the charge of treachery against us and our country. I had no set purpose, but I had something in my inside pocket, as well as the customary collection of pipes.
Mr. Carson, this is a surprise.
Just thought I'd drop by.
Is that all?
So?
Then I'm flattered.
Of course, always the possibility that you might have something in my line. Pipes, old weapons, such like.
Actually, I've been keeping my eyes open for something out of the ordinary in the pipeline. Bearing in mind, of course, your rather unusual hobbies.
Are odd, I suppose.
Really, Mr. Carson, I've been puzzled why you carry on as you do.
Carry on? How so?
The somewhat unconventional manner of speaking.
Oh, that.
A hobby, perhaps?
Oh, no, just grew on me, I expect.
But you must have some way of accounting for it.
I suppose it's because I always have pipe in mouth.
Oh.
Don't mind, trust.
Oh, good gracious, no. As a matter of fact, I'm one of those old-fashioned people who rather like a man who smokes a pipe.
Oh, and we should get along fine.
And yet, Mr. Carson, for some unknown reason, I always find you making me so perverse.
Why that?
It could be that irritatingly abrupt way you speak.
Oh, sorry. Take the pipe out of mouth and speak at greater length.
Indeed, you might at that.
I don't know that I follow.
Then let me be more explicit. I was saying that I find you making me perverse.
So?
And that it was all your staccato business.
Staccato?
What's so strange about that?
Nothing, except it was a nickname they gave me at school. Staccato Carson.
It's rather apt, don't you think?
Dare say.
And schoolboys do have the knack of selecting the appropriate nickname.
So?
But to continue, what also makes me perverse is this. I always have the feeling that there's a secondary motive behind these regular visits of yours.
Secondary?
Perhaps in your life, Mr. Carson, it's a matter of prime importance. But you potter about, mutter in your pipe, and I keep saying to myself, why is he here? Why?
I see.
So, I'm asking you outright, Mr. Carson. Why?
Well, take plunge. Trying to track down something. Wait till I haul it out of the inside pocket. There. Here we are.
You do carry the most strange things around with you.
Not shafts of arrows, as a rule. Howsoever.
Howsoever what, Mr. Carson?
Thought you might be able to help me trace this.
And why should I be able to help you trace a broken arrow?
Well, apart from having deals with weapons of odd sorts, I'm told you're interested in archery.
And by whom were you told?
Perhaps we'll let that pass, Miss Jensen.
Mr. Carson, I'm afraid I must make this very clear to you. In whatever you're doing in Rio, it will serve no useful purpose to inquire too deeply into my private life.
And why not?
Because it's my own affair. And because...
Because what?
It will serve no useful purpose.
And perhaps there's more to us than we're admitting, Helena.
Perhaps.
Well?
Mr. Carson, this arrow is the type used commonly by archery clubs at their weekend meetings. I fear I can't tell you anything more.
You mean you prefer not to tell me anything more?
Really, Mr. Carson, this is becoming intolerable.
Oh, it is, rather. Oh, well, put arrow away. A trifle odd, eh?
What is odd?
That you shouldn't ask where I picked up the arrow, or why I want to trace owner.
It seems you are rather more interested in my affairs than I in yours. Does that suit you?
Perhaps. Of course, there's always the chance that you might know where I picked up the arrow and who owned it.
Is that all you have to say, Mr. Carson?
Yes, sir.
Then will you kindly do me a favor?
Certainly.
Before I lose my temper, will you please go? Go!
Another tantalizing glimpse of the fire behind the cool aplomb. But there was more of a plea than anger in the way she asked me to go. I placed the shaft of arrow back in my pocket and walked out into the narrow and busy thoroughfare. Colourful place, Rio, jostling crowds, and lurking somewhere the secret of a weapon that could bring terror and destruction to mankind. I called on Sir Giles that evening, and he seemed to want a drink after I told him what had happened.
All the best, old man.
All the best, Sir Giles.
But I'm dashed if I know why you did that today.
Oh, one thing led to another.
Risky, you know.
Well, I looked at it this way, sir. She must know what I really am.
Indeed, but you must get this notion out of your head that she's some sort of angel underneath it all.
Something incredibly intriguing about her.
Man alive, any woman in this undercover game is intriguing. One of the essentials.
I know, sir. I can't put my finger on it, but there was a note of pleading in her manner, in spite of all the cold anger and exasperation.
You were saying?
We both gave a lot of ground without admitting it.
Now, how do you mean?
Well, the questions and answers, all based on her knowing something about me and me about her.
I trust you didn't overplay your hand.
I don't think so, Sir John.
I hate to be the stern father in this matter, old man, but even though we've no clue as to this Charco fellow, the general interplay now going on may be the vital stage of the search.
I realize that.
So treat this woman as you would a reptile.
Reptile, sir?
I chose the word to startle and impress you, Carson. Reptile.
Hard to imagine her in the role.
Then let me pound it into your... phone. Perhaps it's Angela reporting. Excuse me, Carson.
Oh, well, right, sir.
Hello?
Am I speaking to Sir Giles Davenport?
You are.
This is Elena Jansen, Sir Giles.
Oh, how are you, Miss Jansen?
Elena?
Indeed.
Are you there?
Yes, yes, my dear. What can I do for you?
I've been trying to get in touch with Mr. Carson. It's something of great importance to him. At least I imagine so. I've tried his hotel.
Hold on one moment, my dear. He's here with me.
Then could I possibly...
Yes. Here you are, old man. Carry on.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
And mind yourself.
Yes, well. Oh, that you, Helena?
It is. Mr. Carson.
Oh, sorry, Miss Jansen.
You were asking if I could help you with that arrow this afternoon.
I was.
There's no need to worry, Mr. Carson. I'm not probing you for anything. But I have given the matter some attention.
Yes?
And I think you will find that it is owned, or rather was owned, by a certain friend of yours.
And who might that be?
Mademoiselle Corelli.
Faye Corelli? The dancer?
That is so, Mr. Carson. And might I say this? She appears to have interest far and beyond the soft lights and music of the cabaret.
So it seems, eh? Faye Corelli. So the suspicion suddenly pointed in another direction. How was it that the lissom Faye Corelli fitted into the role of the deadly archer in Operation Death Ray?